A new pre-apprenticeship program has been designed to train workers because some manufacturing companies in central New York are having a hard time finding qualified workers. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Darko Manufacturing in Mattydale employs 36 people in the production machining business. They've hired 8 people over the last 8 months, according to General Manager Laura Miller, and only one had manufacturing experience.
We look for people who have sparkle in their eyes, who have sort of kinetic energy, who like to solve problems. As far as their past experience, that's a little bit less important.
But Miller says finding those people can be a challenge because many job seekers don't consider manufacturing as an employment option. Dominic Robinson of Center State CEO says there's a perception that manufacturing is dead in central New York.
Because manufacturing isn't dominated by a handful of employers anymore who are highly visible, rather demand is kind of located in smaller companies.
So Robinson hopes the Manufacturing Careers Partnership can rewrite that story. It offers foundational skills for underemployed and unemployed Central New Yorkers who are then linked with entry-level employment in local manufacturing industries. Miller says the time is now for this kind of initiative.
As we come out of this recession, jobs are opening up.
And beyond that, demographics are working against people looking to hire. Manufacturers need entry-level employees now who will replace baby boomers who are getting ready to retire. Randy Wolkin of the Manufacturers Association of Central New York says that has to be a message to local educational institutions.
Especially with the upcoming retirement of baby boomers, there is going to be a huge opportunity in this sector. And if we don't fill it, they will go someplace else.
Recruitment for the program should start this summer with expectations to train and find jobs for 40 to 60 people by the end of the year. If it works, Assemblyman Al Sturpe, who helped bring $1.2 million in state funds for the program, says it can be expanded to other parts of the state, noting these are the kind of jobs politicians like to bring home.
The pay is good. You get benefits, unlike in a lot of other jobs that seem to be available.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.